My name is Talaysia Ruffin. I'm 17 years old. Today is January 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with my Aunt Hazel, and we'll be recording this interview in my living room in Mebane, North Carolina. Okay, how would you describe yourself?
Very outgoing. Very outgoing. Entertaining. I'm a little bit of everything. As long as it's good.
Why do you say you're outgoing and entertaining?
Because I can get along with anybody. I can get along with the devil.
Okay, can you describe your childhood? What was it like growing up?
Very exciting for sure, with 12 boys and one girl. So pretty exciting.
What type of things did you do when you were younger?
Clean up all the time. I had 12 brothers.
So you just cleaned up.
Cook, wash. I did it all. Wash baby diapers. I did it all.
Wash baby diapers. Oh, y'all
had
like the cloth ones, so y'all wouldn't have to go buy.
Yeah, we had cloth diapers.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to go to the creek to clean them. I used to ask my grandmother, "Why in the world would you do this?" I said, "That's not right." She said, "Every so many feet, the water purifies itself, and it's clean water." That's what she said.
I still wouldn't drink it.
You would never see it. Once you go to the creek and you clean out the baby diapers, it just gone down. It just gone down the creek. People used to do that back in the day. Yeah, when they had to clean baby diapers. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
What were you like as a teenager?
Full of fun.
What about high school?
It was okay. Nothing to brag about. Not for me.
Did you like going to school?
It was okay. I was smart.
You made good grades?
All the time.
All the time.
We had some in the classroom who thought they, by me being from the country, and they was too. They had money, we didn't. They didn't think I could make an A shit. I'll make an A plus. Keep it moving.
Do you remember going to prom?
I never did go.
Why not?
I was around enough people by my family at home. I didn't need to be around no more. I done seen all the rest of them at school. I didn't have to continue to sing. It didn't interest me.
Didn't nobody ask you prom?
I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go?
Mm-mm. Stuff like that didn't interest me. Not back in my day. Mm-mm.
But you like dressing up by Hazel.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to always do that and do it well. Oh, I'm going to always do that because when I was young, I didn't have clothes like I wanted to. So when I became of age where I can afford to buy what I... Not so much what I need, but some of the things that I wanted. I make sure that I'm together. Thrift shop, it doesn't matter. Clothes doesn't matter. It's the person that's wearing them.
Did you have a childhood best friend?
Few, but I don't trust nobody. I didn't trust nobody. I had a few friends. I had some good friends.
But did you have like a best friend, like somebody that you hung out with all the time, or you talked to?
No, I don't talk to too many people. They talk too much. You don't talk to too many people. Keep your mouth closed. Mm-mm. I didn't have many friends. I didn't want many friends.
Why not?
You don't need a whole lot of friends. Two or three is enough. Four starts confusion.
How does it start confusing?
Might be a jealous red in fact. You know, you just don't never know, so you don't get it that far. You know, you got your little crowd, and that's who you deal with, you know. Mm-hmm. Who you deal with, you didn't... Ain't like it is now. We didn't fight like kids doing that shit. Kids fighting about kids.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. No, I enjoyed school. I really, really did.
Can you think of a moment in your life that you will, like, always remember? It could be, like, something dramatic that happened. Or maybe something... Like a story that you always tell people.
I tell you something dramatic that I saw, and I was grown, and I went to the state fair, and I had heard people talking about Martha Dykes. I never knew what a Martha Dyke was.
What is that?
And they had these places where you go and you pay to go in, mm-hmm. and first they showed the biggest giant that it was in the world. You go in. Guess what was laying in there in that great old big casket about long from here to that door?
What?
A carved dummy.
A carved dummy?
A carved dummy. A carved giant, you know. Talk about the biggest man in the world, biggest giant it was in the world. He wasn't even real. But you done paid your money, you couldn't go. You had to keep it moving, you couldn't go back. Well, we left that tent and went to another one. And the head is, they said, there's a Martha Dyke. Yeah, no, I'm standing there and I'm looking. Came out on the stage, stood up there, had on a wig, had on high heel shoes, had on a dress, lipstick, and everything. Had boobs.
What was it?
It was a part man and part woman.
The car thing?
No, we had to left out of that and went to another tent to pay. We went to pay to go in another tent. But when we got in there, they said up there, Martha Dyke. Well, you know, you go to the fair, you wonder what that
but
is.
Why would they have that in the fair, though?
They had it at the fair. They had it at the fair. You see everything at the fair back then. Yes,
wow.
We did. In Roxborough. When he stood up there on that stage, and he said he shaved once every 2 weeks, and so forth. And he had boobs just like a woman. And one of my friends was standing there to the side. His name was June Paler. And he sniggled. And when he sniggled, that whatever was on that stage got mad. And he told him, he reached in between his legs, and he had both. He had male genital, and he had the woman too. Feel my hand.
What?
I had never seen nothing like that before.
He both of them.
With both. And that guy sniggled like you were making fun of him. And he said, you would sniggle if I get this thing in you. That's what he told. And I walked out the tent. I left. I left right then because I had never seen nothing like that before. In all my born days, I thought I knew some things. I ain't never seen nothing like that. Hope I never see it again. Mm-mm. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Yes, it did. Now, that was the most, I had never seen nothing like that before. Mm-mm. But people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
People are born like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, at that point in time, you just had never seen it before, you know. Mm-mm. That's why I pay attention to a lot of things I see on TV when I'm sitting around. From looking at TV back when I was coming up, they made these monster pictures. And I remember Rosa Vere Greer played a picture where it was two heads. He was a monster, he had two heads. One was good and one was bad. And they fought against each other all the time. Well, it was fictional, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you live long enough, it came to pass. Because now what they was putting there then to make money off of freaks for you to go see it, people start having people start being born that way,
mm-hmm.
with one body and two heads joined together,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So they should be careful what they put on TV because it comes to pass. Who would ever thought we'd see that? I just saw it on the movie, scared me. You know, but when I saw it in real life, I said, they are making movies. Mm-hmm. And this really happened. It's not a game. It's not a show. It's for real. It is real. The amazing what the eyes can see. Things you wouldn't believe. Would you ever thought you'd see that?
No. I can't picture that in my head.
Did you all see them teenagers that growed up?
Oh, I know.
And they play ball. One of them drives. They driving in
the car. I know the teachers now.
Really?
I read some article about them. It said they were teaching at some school.
Mm-hmm.
They were teaching like kindergarten mm-hmm. or something like that.
They tell you you learn so much. And people wonder where you get all this stuff from. All you got to do is look at TV. Or go on Facebook and they teach you how to make a bomb. They look at their movies where they show folks what they're doing and how to do it. So naturally, somebody else out here gonna really try and think it's gonna work, but they get caught. See, that's just a movie.
Yeah, like you can Google how to make a bomb, but the thing is, you know, everything you Google is in the system, and like the government, like they're monitoring it. And as soon as someone searches something like that, they can like track you down
mm-hmm.
and arrest you.
Why would they arrest you? You just Google something
though. Well, like. I'm saying, like, they'll, like, be watching you.
Watching everything.
They'll be watching you. And, mm-hmm. And you know, they can, like, track down any type of purchases you make,
yeah.
especially if it's, like, with a credit card and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Now, let me ask you this, since you asked me. How would you survive if you didn't have a bathroom?
How would I survive? I guess I'd go outside.
Don't you know the most average people nowadays and children growing up don't know what it is to go outside and use the bathroom? Do you realize a whole lot of people don't really know how to go outside and squat? Because they're used to squatting on the commode. If you take that from them, what would you do?
If you take away the toilet from... I understand what you're talking about because my niece, one day we were at the beach, and the beach we were at, the only bathroom they had was so far away, it would take us 30 minutes to go to the bathroom and come back. And we went one time and she didn't use the bathroom. And when we came back, then she decided she had to use the bathroom. So her mama, she made her go out in the ocean and use the bathroom. And Scott would not use the bathroom. She said, I can't sit down. I need someone to hold my hand. Becca and her sister had to go out there and hold her hand where she could, form a position to where she's, like sitting on the toilet.
The little things in life. If the lights go out, do you have a flashlight? Do you have the stuff to hold you? Do you have? I bet you don't.
Do we have? We got flashlights.
Do you have everything that you need?
Got a couple candles.
Yeah, got a couple candles.
Do you really have everything that you really need? I bet you don't because you never have thought about it. Them little lights you put on your head with the lights, that'll help you.
Yeah, it's crazy though how some people are born into like a society where they don't have the stuff
That's
that
right.
we have. Like those people have absolutely nothing. Like they wouldn't know how to function
mm-hmm.
having the supplies and stuff that we have to live because they're not used to it.
Right.
Like they wouldn't know what to do.
Some of the grown ups don't know what to do.
There's kids who've never seen TV before.
Right.
They don't know what social media is.
Mm-mm.
They don't know any of that.
Mm-mm.
And then it's us. And then there's kids who like they live in this world where they don't realize that there are people who actually live like that. And they feel like what's around them is all there is to life because they don't look into
don't
the way
look
other
into
people
it.
Live.
That's why I would never want to live. That's why I like it where I'm at. I would never want to live in a settlement with all these nice houses and that is that. Because what you have done, you've only got a certain spot and you don't have any trees. Everybody can see over another person's yard. All you got to do is go upstairs and look over. You're not allowed to plan anything. I'd rather be in the country life. So it's some bushes. If anything happens, they can't even come outside and go to shit. Where they going? You could, if you go out that door, you're in their yard. If you look to the left, you're in their yard. You look behind you, they back there. You look in front of you. Where you going to run? Where you going to hide?
You're right.
What you going to do? You know, God is good, and he puts you in places that, you know, you do the best you can. But you need some bushes. But every time somebody get a house, what do? Cut down all the bushes, don't they? Want you to see the house. You better leave them bushes there, because you might have to run high behind. You better leave some of them trees in there, y'all. You better leave them trees. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Just like Judgment Day. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You cut down all the stuff going to protect you. You out there that bad. Like you're in the desert, sitting out there, butt in the sand. You can't, ain't nobody gonna let you come and shit on their property. You better not go turn your ass up over there with somebody else's property. They'll shoot the shit out of you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, you can't blame them, kids, because you need that space.
No,
you can't. Oh, you trying to survive for yourself. Self-preservation speaks for itself. You trying to look out for self. That's what the Bible says.
What?
You look out for somebody else.
What's one thing you don't understand about society?
How people dislike each other so much. I don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
I just don't understand.
Like,
that.
Why don't you, like, you know, those people who don't even know you,
they
never had a conversation with you, and all of a sudden you hear they don't like you.
You might as well like me. Whether you know it or not, and I tell you why. Because the food that you put in you has got to come out, right? You got all the feces that comes from everybody. What happens to it? What you do with it? I'm going to bring you all the way back. What do you do? What do they do with it? They carry it to a recycling place. And they recycle all this. When they go to the plants where you work at and all that, you know, they got a big septic system. The trucks come in, they pump it out, they carry it off. They recycle every bit of it. And that white stuff that you see, lime that they put on the fields for the crops to grow when you're eating snap beans and corn and all of that and all of that. You might as well like me, because we all is sisters and brothers. We all eating each other's shit. You're going back from where thou came, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Now think about it. Think about it. Just think about it. All that stuff. Recycle. That's why you smell so bad when you use the bathroom. Don't smell like a bed of roses, do it? Because you got some everybody in you. I don't care if it's Chinese, I don't care if it's white, I don't care what nationality it is. We all is one in God's eyesight. It's true. You go out there and, ooh, this apple sure is good. What you think they putting around them apple trees? Lime. What you think makes the grass grow? Lime. It makes the vegetables and stuff grow. Where you think it came from? From behind? From back down, everybody. Everybody's stuff is mixed in together. They got a company that deals with that and manufactures that. And they can purify it down so till it come out clear water. So ain't no need of nobody disliking nobody. For what? For what? You shit just like I am. You going back to which you came, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, just like that line. Yeah, feces is one keep the work, keep the food, keep us healthy. We think we healthy, we got some everybody. We don't know what we break out with. We don't know what's going on. What you got? What you catch? Where you get it from? Everybody. Everything just purified. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. I saw the man
on the National Geographic that worked in the place where it came in at. what you call it, the dirtiest job? You seen that on TV? The dirtiest job.
That
man went down in that hole with him. And he had on that mask. And he was, that stuff was coming in, he was down there stirring it. He was running, he had a big old long thing like a pellet. And that feces was running all the way around. And he was just stirring it. And he said when he went to the grocery store, said the people said, "Ooh, you sure do stink." Said, you smell so bad. Said he said, "But this green stuff smells good. Money. You know you getting paid to go down in a shithole."
Yeah, you getting paid.
You getting paid good.
You getting paid.
You really getting paid because they had to have he had on a whole uniform.
They had to pay me some serious money.
You know you would. When that man got down there, that stuff kept, so he had on a shield, that stuff was flashing out. He said, "Ooh." He said, "Get me out of here." That stuff was flashing all up in where he could see it. Ooh, look like you need a windshield wiper.
I wouldn't make it.
That man was tall, that man down there.
I wouldn't make it.
That man was tall as that door. And about as wide. He was stirring it too. They had the man for the job. They had the right one. Little man, he'd have drowned it. You had to be tall. Be surprised. We all some kids. Whether you like it or not.
Do you regret anything?
Yeah, I regret I didn't finish high school. I think about it a lot. If I hadn't had such a mean-ass teacher when I first started, because we was in the country, we didn't get to go to school like the white kids on the farm. The white man, his kids got to go to school where my brothers and us, we had to stay at home and finish taking in his crop and our crop. So that made us, some of us late going to school. So that time we had started moving Cedar Grove to Stand Back over there, Central High School, that was the name of it then. And we had hateful teachers. And when I went in there, I was behind and we all had to catch up. You know, when we come in late, we had to catch up all that work. Some of them had been in there 3 weeks. We had to catch up all that work. When I went into class, and that teacher talked so hateful to me, and we had to change classes, and wouldn't nobody, would help nobody go around, especially the teachers, see where you're supposed to be without embarrassing you. So after I got embarrassed the first time, I never go back. I ain't got to take that. I can't say something every day without me getting in trouble. So I just didn't go back. Mm-mm. But I did go to school and I'm a med technician. So I did, you know. I wasn't dumb. I just...
Yeah, you weren't dumb. Mm-hmm. You fucking dumb.
Yeah, no, I wasn't dumb. I wasn't no slowly smart. Back that end, that's when you call it arithmetic. You don't remember that, do you? Did you ever tell y'all that?
I've heard arithmetic
yeah,
before.
That's what we did.
But we don't.
Y'all don't do that no more. We was talking about that the other day. And Tyler said, "What is that, Grandma?" I said, "That was math. What y'all call that math? Algebra and stuff." I said, "We were doing arithmetic." Sure was. I could do better with a pencil than I can with a calculator. That's the way I was taught. What is you want to know?
Okay, this is the last question. Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them or any type of advice you would like to share?
Have patience. Pay attention. Be like the wise old owl that lived in the oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Now, can't we be like that old bird? Just sit back. You'd be surprised what you see if you don't say nothing. Have you noticed what an owl do? When he get on the limb, what do he do? You will never see him, will you?
I've only seen an owl once, and that was when I was riding with my daddy and he hit one. In the middle of the road.
I tell you what he can do. He don't say nothing. But an owl don't miss nothing. He sees everything. Because he's the only animal that you know can turn his head all the way around and never move his body.
You're right. I never thought about that.
He can turn his head all the way around, and he'll never move. His body never moves. And you won't hear. But he sees everything.
Well, my daddy, he's hitting now. We were riding down the road. We were in the country, and it was dark outside. It sounded like we hit a brick. You know what that was. And he stopped the truck, and he went outside. He hit an owl. He hit an owl.
That's something very seldom see. You will hear him, but you won't see him. No, you can hear him. You can hear him real good. I tell you something else. You can see a deer, and it can be as thick as thick, but I bet you he can go through it, and it won't knock him down.
What you talking about?
No matter how thick those bushes are out there, and the limbs is hung over each other, no matter which way it is.
Oh, yeah, they just be running through the trees.
I bet you don't never fall down. I bet his antlers can go in between all them trees. I bet if you get out there and start running, I bet you'll hit a tree and knock the shit out of you once. Knock you out. But a deer can run right through them bushes out. He won't touch a limb. And he can have them things sticking up there, but he'll miss every last one of them. We're not that smart.
So we're not. We got to learn by through experience.
Yeah, learn by doing. Now go out there and try. You'll know you can't do it. Mm-mm. Yeah. I told Ray one day, we was riding down the road. I said, Ray, you know what? He said, what? I said, you see them deer? I said, I bet if you take off running there and do that, it'll knock you out. He said, sure will. I said, but deer ain't. I don't care how long his antlers are, how big, when he started running, turn his head from side to side, he'd miss every last one of them tree limbs. And turn around and look at you. Mm-hmm. You can do it. Yep, and all that you do, you learn by doing. You do. I did. Once you learn, you won't do it no more.
Mm-hmm. That's some people.
Some people hard head. Some people got gold head. They don't believe nothing. They don't believe fire burning shit or snakes. They don't. You can't tell some folks nothing. That's why I quit. Do you. Just do the right thing. You know, I told Jerry called me. I enjoy talking to Jerry a lot. He said he went out last night and he didn't enjoy where he was at.
He came to church last night. He came, Keisha was the last person to go up there and speak, and he came right before she started.
Well, I had told Cheryl when she was at the house. I said, you know, I'm driving after 12 o'clock at night. That's when the laws and stuff want to get out and try to fool you. I said, I hope nobody stop nobody tonight. Cheryl called me this morning and said when he left, he said he don't know what pulled him to the church. He said, but he enjoyed it. He wasn't comfortable where he was at, but when he got to church, he was. He said when he left and cut a corner, came through a roadblock.
A roadblock?
Checking license. Guess how good God was. The man asked him, was he drinking? He told him, no. He said, do you have any license? He told him, no. So he was coming from church. He said, what's that over there? So you have any liquor? There was some there in the sea, say, have you been drinking? He says, no. He says, go on.
Oh, he got lucky.
Told him to go on. I said, I know you were shaking in your boots. I said, I know Jared. He said, yes, ma'am. He was just crying because he knew. He got 47 days to go before he get this his license. I told him. I said, the devil is right on your heels. I said, the devil is dead on you. He said, I'm going to tell you this, Mama. He said, when I left the car wash the other day, I hit somebody. But he ain't got no license.
What happened after he hit him?
He stopped the woman, and they pulled in the car wash parking lot. He said, he gave the woman, said, I give you all my information. You can call your insurance company or whatever. Guess what the woman told him?
What?
You didn't hurt my car. Son, you go on. He said he had to hug and thank him, so he just thanked him. That's number two. first one that the car was, the other one was last night.
So when I got to the house, when Sharon came, no, Sharon was there, and I said, I thought about that last night. I said, I thought I told somebody about those laws last night. They'll be out there stopping traffic. She said, you did say you told me last night before I left going to church. I told her. I said, everybody need to be careful. I said, because this time of night, the laws are pulled. I said, I hope the law don't pull nobody tonight. And he pulled Jack. I said, that was an angel. God is looking out after you.
That's
get
crazy.
Right. Get right. Because if they had to carry Jared to jail, in the situation he's in, what he's doing, honey, he's been away from them kids for a long time. So that was a warning. Letting him know, lay low, just sit back and have patience, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to have to stop doing the things that you're doing.
Good. Yeah. So he'll be able to do them next month, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But look how the devil's busy. He right on his feet. I told Jared, I said, he right on your back. I said, he right behind you. I said, every step you take. I said, that devil is right there. I said, but God pushing you in front of him. He pushing you a little bit further. Pushing you a little bit further. You take heed. You lay low. And things good are beginning to happen to you. Yeah. So that was a good thing. And I ain't heard from Michael. I don't know what he doing. I reckon he's a lava lava boom boom. Well, listen to it when I'm gone. Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't forget. Y'all don't forget where the duck closet is. And the vacuum clean. There you're good. Don't look like nobody used it.
In the closet.
Look like it needs to come out. You know me. I walk around all my children's house. Y'all just like my children. I'm walking.